The Senate will please come to order. And the clerk will please call the roll.
Atkinson? Bates? Bates? Beyer? Beyer? Boquist? Boquist? Burdick? Burdick? Devlin? Devlin? Dingfelder? Dingfelder? Edwards? Farioli? George? George? Gerard? Hass? Hass? Johnson? Johnson? Cruz? Cruz? Bonus Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Brzezinski? Brzezinski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? President Courtney?
He's here. We're ready. We're ready. A quorum being present, we will post the colors. The colors will be posted by the Oregon Adjutant General Select Honor Guard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our invocation today is from Joanne Berger, our state senator from Coos Bay, one of our own.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we open this 2012 legislative session in the Oregon Senate this morning, asking your blessings upon each one present. We confess today that we too often depend on our own wisdom, failing to ask for yours to guide us. Without you, we are but humans trying to solve problems and reminded constantly of our own limitations. Without you, Our answers may be expressed in terms that describe only political success. But on this day, February the 1st, the year 2012, we humbly ask for your guidance, and we pray, Lord, when it comes, that we may recognize it and are deserving of it. Amen.
Please remain standing for a special performance organized by Senator Alan Olson. The Canby chapter of the Oregon Trail Pitch Pipers is with us today in the gallery to the north. They're directed by Kari Mitz, and there we'll sing God Bless America. On behalf of the Senate, I'd like to thank the Oregon Adjutant General's Select Honor Guard for posting the colors. Their members, Staff Sergeant Laramie Criswell from Sublimity, Staff Sergeant Philip Smith, Salem, Sergeant Clifford Burwell from Salem, and Specialist Jamie Kish from Salem. Also, thank you, Senator Alan Olson and the Oregon Trail Pitch Pipers, for your coming here today and your rendition of God Bless America. Thank you very much. And Senator Joanne Verger, for your very thoughtful words as we open our first ever annual session in Oregon's history. We appreciate your invocation very much. Thank you. The clerk will read the resignation letter from Senator Suzanne Bonamici.
November 21st, 2012, Honorable Kate Brown, Secretary of State. Dear Secretary Brown, please be advised I have tendered to the Senate President, Peter Courtney, my resignation as a member of the Oregon State Senate. My resignation will be effective 11:59 p.m., November 21st, 2011. As a Democratic nominee in the special election for Oregon's 1st Congressional District, I am concerned about the timing of the election and the upcoming February session of the Oregon Legislature. My first priority is to my constituents in Senate District 17. It is important they have representation in February. My resignation will allow time for replacement to be appointed prior to the commencement of that session. It has been an honor to serve with all my colleagues in the Oregon Legislature on behalf of this great state. Kind regards, Suzanne Bonamici, State Senator, District 17.
The clerk will read the report of the Committee on Credentials.
President Courtney, we, your Committee on Credentials, after inspecting the official certificate from the Secretary of State, respectfully submit the following report, that Suzanne Bonamici, a duly elected senator from the 17th Senatorial District for a term of 4 years beginning the second Monday in January 2011 and terminating the second Monday in January 2015, resigned on November 21, 2011, that Elizabeth Steiner Hayward, a qualified elector from Senate District 17, was duly appointed on December 21, 2011 to the office of State Senator by the Boards of Commissioners for the counties of Multnomah and Washington until the second Monday in January 2013. The certificate of appointment is attached. That Elizabeth Steiner Hayward was sworn into office on January 5th, 2012. Respectfully submitted, Senator Jenny Burdick, Chair, Senator Richard Devlin, Senator Chris Telfer.
The Credentials Committee report will be placed in the original documents file and recorded in the journal. It is so ordered. Recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules of the 76th Legislative Assembly, as amended for the 2012 regular session, be adopted.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved that the rules of the 76th Legislative Assembly, as amended for the 2012 regular session, be adopted. To your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, these rules have been distributed to your desks, and the primary purpose of them is to codify the long session versus the short session rules, and then clearly delineate where there are differences between the rules for the short session and the rules for the long session. That is what these rules accomplish, and I commend them to you and would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you, Mr. President.
Discussion. If recognized, Senator Doug Whitsitt, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. While I recognize that rules are necessary, I will not be able to support these rules today, Mr. President. I'm really concerned particularly about the short session rules. The 24-hour posting to begin with makes it very difficult for people in rural areas of the state to participate in their legislative process. But looking through the rules, there are a number of places where 1 hour notice is in effect as of today. And 1 hour notice absolutely, in my opinion, excludes public input in their legislative process. I think that these rules need more thought, some way to alleviate this apparent blockage for the public to be allowed to participate in the legislative process. So I'm sure the rules will be adopted, Mr. President, but I can't support them today. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion of the motion is now before us. Senator Rosenbaum, do you wish to close?
Yes, briefly, Mr. President, and thank you for the comments from the good senator. I would just point out that the only 1 hour notice provision in these rules applies to informational hearings that would take place today and tomorrow. No action would be taken on bills, and all other matters, including public hearings and work sessions, do require 24-hour notice. So this is consistent with our past practice. I think it will work well, and obviously we want the public to be involved in the good work that we do here. And I would urge you to vote aye. Thank you.
The question is on the adoption of the rules of the 76th Legislative Assembly as amended for the 2012 regular session. All those in favor will answer aye as their names are called. And those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson?
No.
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder?
Aye.
Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli? George?
No.
George?
No.
Gerard?
No.
Hass?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Cruz?
No.
Modis Anderson?
No.
Monroe?
Aye.
Morse?
No.
Morse?
No.
Nelson?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Shields?
Aye.
Starr?
No.
Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Telfer?
No.
Thompson? Berger, Whitsitt, Winters, President Courtney?
Yes.
Voting no, Atkinson, Boquist, Ferrioli, George, Gerard, Johnson, Cruz, Morse, Olson, Starr, Telfer, Thompson, Whitfitt. 17 aye votes.
The motion is carried. Secretary of the Senate is directed to notify the Governor and the House of Representatives that the Senate has completed its organization, is ready for business of the 2012 regular session of the 76th Legislative Assembly. I made the following committee assignments: Business, Transportation, Economic Development. Lee Byer, Chair. Excuse me. Recognize Senator Doug Whitsitt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to vote explanation, please.
Please file your vote explanation.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's why I read the rules that were just adopted. 1 hour notice applies to conference committee reports, concurrence votes, and anything that occurs after the Senate President says that sine die is imminent. So I believe that that there's more than just the informational meetings today. Thank you, sir.
Under the, we will now return to the regular order of business, in which I'm notifying the record and placing on the record the appointment of the committee structure. Business, Transportation, Economic Development, Lee Byer, Chair. Jason Atkinson is the Vice Chair. Jenny Burdick, Chris Edwards, and Fred Gerard, and Bruce Starr. The Education and Workforce Development, Mark Castle, Chair. Frank Morris, Vice Chair. Lee Byer, Larry George, and Elizabeth Steiner Hayward. Environment and Natural Resources, Jackie Dingfelder will Chair. Alan Olson will be the Vice Chair. Mark Hess, Troy Buzanski, and Chuck Thompson. Finance and Revenue, Jenny Burdick will Chair. Frank Morris, Vice Chair. Mark Hess, Chris Telfer. The General Government, Consumer and Small Business Protection, the Chip Shields will Chair. Larry George, Vice Chair. Brian Boquist, Jackie Dingfelder, and Diane Rosenbaum. The Healthcare, Human Services, and Rural Health Policy, Lori Montes Anderson will Chair. Jeff Cruz will Vice Chair, and Alan Bates, Frank Morris, and Chip Shields. The Judiciary, Floyd Buzanski will Chair, Jeff Cruz will Vice Chair, Peter Courtney, Jackie Dingfelder, and Doug Whitsitt. The Rules, Diane Rosenbaum, the Chair, Ted Ferrioli, the Vice Chair, Jason Atkinson, Lee Byer, and Jenny Burdick. The Veterans and Military Affairs, Brian Boquist, Chair, Roy Montes Anderson is the Vice Chair, Peter Courtney and Alan Olson. The Joint Ways and Means Committee, Richard Devlin, the Co-Chair, Betsy Johnson, the Co-Vice Chair, Alan Bates, Chris Edwards, Fred Gerard, Rob Monroe, David Nelson, Chuck Thompson, Joanne Verger, Doug Whitsitt, and Jackie Winters. The Joint Committee on Tax Credit, Jenny Burdick is the Co-Chair, Frank Morris, the Co-Vice Chair, Mark Hess, Chris Telford. The Joint Committee on Legislative Audits, Information Management, and Technology, Richard Devlin is the Co-Chair, Chris Telford, the Co-Vice Chair, and Chris Edwards, and David Nelson. Without objection, the Senate will proceed to the order of first reading of Senate measures. James Goulding, our new reading clerk, will read the measures.
Senate Memorial 201, urging Congress to enact present to sign Trade Reform Accountability Development Employment Trade Act of 2009. Senate Concurrent Resolution 201, recognizing and honoring Eugene Police Officer Chris Covellin for service to the state. Senate Concurrent Resolution 202, in memoriam Hark Hatfield, 1922-2011. Senate Concurrent Resolution 203, commemorating Jubilee Year Sister St. Mary Oregon and their 25 years dedicated ministry and service. Senate Concurrent Resolution 204, the quest of Oregon Women's History Consortium for Center of Women, Politics, and Policy, commemorating Centennial of Women's Suffrage in Oregon. Senate Concurrent Resolution 205, in memoriam Betty Roberts, 1923-2011, Senate Concurrent Resolution 206, honoring Gail Louise Ackerman for service to Oregon, Senate Concurrent Resolution 207, in memoriam Gail Louise Ackerman, 1949-2012, Senate Concurrent Resolution 208, in memoriam Steve Apotheker, 1952-2011, Senate Joint Memorial 201, urging Congress and the United States of America to allow Oregon counties to mine as revisited Oregon and California Road grant lands and counties. Senate Joint Resolution 201, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to creation of State Board of Education. Senate Joint Resolution 202, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to State Finance. Senate Joint Resolution 203, proposing amendment to Oregon Constitution relating to Oregon Budget Reserve Fund. Senate Bill 5701, relating to State Financial Administration, prepare money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 3702, relating to State Financial Administration, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1501, relating to wine traveling in commerce by use of off-premise sales licenses, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1502, relating to appointment of members of the State Mortuary and Cemetery Board, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1503, relating to influenza vaccinations, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1504, relating to health insurance, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1505, relating to civil commitment to Native Americans, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1506, relating to mental health drugs and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1507 relating to HIV testing and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1508 relating to beverage containers and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1509 relating to health and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1510 relating to ocean resources and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1511 relating to ecosystem services and declaring emergency, Senate Bill 1512 relating to lighting contains mercury, Senate Bill 1513 relating to water light right lease that split water use between existing rights and in-stream rights, Senate Bill 1514 relating to special assessments for primary residents rebuild after construction for private medical date, Senate Bill 1515 relating to non-transplant anatomical research and education recovery organizations, Senate Bill 1516 relating to elections, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1517 relating to elections, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1518 relating to public contracting by state contracting agencies, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1519 relating to transient lodging taxes, providing effective date. Senate Bill 1520 relating to state financial administration, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1521 relating to regulation of commercial interior design, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1522 relating to health equities, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1523 relating to health insurance reimbursements. Senate Bill 1524 relating to private security professionals, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1525 relating to public safety, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1526 relating to deliberations of public bodies, purpose of public meetings, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1527 relating to crime. Senate Bill 1528 relating to liquor enforcement inspectors, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1529 relating to property taxations, try and effective date. Senate Bill 1530 relating to funding of technology projects for Department of Revenue, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1531 relating to connection to federal tax law, prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1532 relating to exemption of property in tech enterprise zones, prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1533 relating to green energy technology in public buildings. Senate Bill 1534 relating to the solicitation of criminal activity, prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1535 relating to use of master form instruments, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1536 relating to healthcare organizations, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1537 relating to abandoned burial spaces, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1538 relating to education, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1539 relating to task force on virtual school governance, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1540 relating to education, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1541 relating to funding apprenticeships and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1542 relating to gubernatorial appointments and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1543 relating to transportation, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1544 relating to economic development, declare emergency. Declare emergency. Senate Bill 1545 relating to inclusion from definition of employment of certain transportation services provided for hire carriers and prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 1546 relating to trees. Senate Bill 1547 relating to captive insurance, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1548 relating to advertising for job vacancies and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1549 relating to gillnet fishing, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1550 relating to weapons and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1551 relating to weapons, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1552 relating to foreclosures and residential trustees and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1553 relating to procedure for adoption of administrative rules and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1554 relating to required courses of instruction prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1555 relating to hostile education environments prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1556 relating to contract performances for federally funded transit projects and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1557 relating to unlawful consumption of controlled substances and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1558 relating to economic development revenue bonds, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1559 relating to 911 emergency communications, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1560 relating to 911 emergency communications, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1561 relating to Oregon Military Department and prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1562 relating to diabetes. Senate Bill 1563 relating to members of uniformed services and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1564 relating to notice of requirements to sale property subject to trustee and declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1565 relating to dispensing drugs, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1566 relating to seismic information about schools and prescribing effective dates. Senate Bill 1567 relating to state financial administration, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1568 relating to health insurance coverage for autism spectrum disorders, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1569 relating to unemployment insurance, appropriate money, prescribing effective date. Senate Bill 1570 relating to payments for prescription drugs and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1571 relating to administrative rules and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1572 relating to amendment of legislative measures. Senate Bill 1573 relating to corporate excise taxation. Senate Bill 1574 relating to concealed handgun licenses issued in states other than Oregon, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1575 relating to disorderly conduct in the second degree and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1576 relating to requirements for mediation before foreclosing residential trustees and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1577 relating to prescription drugs and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1578 relating to special federal unemployment compensation programs and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1579 relating to state financial administration, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1580 relating to healthcare delivery and declare emergency. Senate Bill 1581 relating to education, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1582 relating Department of State Lands, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1583 relating to jurisdiction of Land Use Board of Appeals, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1584 relating to resort-style amenities, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1585 relating to state finance, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1586 relating to investment and economic development, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1587 relating to property appraisal, appropriate money, declaring emergency. Senate Bill 1588 relating to exclusion of definition of employment for certain services provided by certain owner-operator and managed entities and prescribed effective date. Senate Bill 1589 relating to price agreements for certain personal services, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1590 relating to sunset advisory committee, appropriate money, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1591 relating to travel, declare emergency. Senate Bill 1592 relating to land use planning, declare emergency.
Thank you, James Golding, our reading clerk, who has just read the 107 bills that were introduced in the state Senate for Oregon's first annual session. Transmitted to the president's desk for referral, the first reading and referral information was distributed to your desk this morning. Important information will be recorded in the journal and the state's report in the state so ordered. Without objection, the Senate will resume under the general order of business. We're now under the courtesies of the Oregon Senate. Recognize Senator Olson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask the Senate give courtesies to the Oregon Trail Pitch Pipers, who did such a magnificent job here today, directed by Carrick Mitz. Barbershop harmony is one of the only two of the world's principal music styles that can claim the United States of America as its birthplace. The other is jazz. The Oregon Trail Pitch Pipers is a chartered member of the Barbershop Harmony Society, the international nonprofit organization with a membership of over 1/3 of a million members around the globe. They are dedicated to the preservation of the barbershop style and to the encouragement of its performance. The Pitch Pipers was the third group to be chartered in Oregon and has been Canby's Barbershop chapter for 47 years. The chorus and quartets perform their four events of all types. Next week, they will be performing their 46th annual show in Canby, a show that has been consistently rated as outstanding. I thank this body for the courtesies given to this wonderful group of singers from my hometown of Canby. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Again, thank you for your bringing this wonderful group to our attention as they sang God Bless America, a great way to begin our session. Thank you, Senator Olson, very much. Remonstrances? Recognize Senator Jason Atkinson, please.
Thank you. Friends and colleagues and friends on the side aisle, do you all remember a few years ago when we came into the Capitol to start a session and the wings were restored? And we all had a very big sense of pride, and we were happy to work here, and the place was beautiful, and it was something that it made us want to take care of the place, and we were happy to show it to our family and happy to show it to our constituents. Remember that amount of pride that you had? Well, last session, there was a very small bill that was passed, and I appreciate everyone here who voted for it, but in light of that bill, if you look up at the front dais, you will see three individuals, and welcome back, James. And there's several ladies in the back of the chamber, including Mr. Taylor, not a lady, but the Secretary of Senate, who were instrumental in doing what I'm about to tell you to do. And that is, after session, please see the back of the chamber, which now has been fully restored. And that same pride that you felt when the wings were restored, you can now see right behind, see the curved wall behind the Senate President? That is now a cloakroom, as it was originally designed. So I would encourage all of you after session to go out through the Hannon Reading Room, see the Floyd McMullen Room, pay attention to the new gallery which has been restored, and see the cloakroom, and thank all of the people that work in the Secretary of the Senate's office, because without them, it would not be how it is today. So thank you to the Oregon Historical Society. But on this first day, I want all of you to go out there and have a few buttons pop off your shirt with pride and see the cloakroom. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. Thank you for those words. Recognize Senator Olson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would be remiss, since it's been 1 year almost to the day that we started, when I first started in this session. And one of the things that was very important to me was jobs, and it's still extremely important to me. So today is Wednesday. Everybody should have a job on Wednesday, and I would hope that in this next upcoming session that we would concentrate on that so we can put our Oregonians back to work. And I'd also like to welcome our newest member to the Senate. She has done me great favor by moving me up the ladder of seniority by one spot. So welcome to the Senate, ma'am.
Thank you, Senator Olson. Messages from the House. Reports from committees. Propositions and motions. I now recognize Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that in compliance with Article 4, Section 19 of the Oregon Constitution, and notwithstanding any provision of the Senate rules for the 76th Legislative Assembly, the requirement that on its final passage each bill shall be read section by section be suspended, and that the requirement that every bill shall be read by title only on three several days in each House be suspended for the duration of this 2012 regular session.
Senator Rosenbaum has moved that in compliance with Article 4, Section 19 of the Oregon Constitution, and notwithstanding any provision of the Senate rules for the 76th Legislative Assembly, the requirement that on its final passage, each bill shall be read section by section be suspended, and that the requirement that every bill shall be read by title only on three several days in each House be suspended for the duration of this 2012 regular session. To your motion, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, in keeping with past practice, we do this every session. This will allow us to concentrate on considering legislation, doing the people's business, and not on an archaic requirement. So I urge your support for the motion.
The question before the Senate is on the suspension of constitutional provisions. All those in favor, please answer aye as their names are called, and those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Bates?
Aye.
Beyer?
Aye.
Boquist?
Aye.
Burdick?
Aye.
Devlin?
Aye.
Dingfelder? Edwards?
Aye.
Ferrioli?
Aye.
George?
Aye.
Girard?
Aye.
Pass?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Cruz?
Aye.
Cruz? Monis Anderson? Monroe? Morse? Nelson? Olson? Prozanski? Rosenbaum? Shields? Starr? Steiner Hayward? Telfer? Thompson? Berger? Whitsitt? Winters? Atkinson? President Courtney?
Yes.
30 aye votes.
The motion is carried. Action on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. Introduction in the first reading of Senate measures. The second reading of Senate measures. Third reading of Senate measures. The first reading of House measures. Second reading of House measures. And the third reading of House measures. Other business of the Senate. We're now under announcements. Your attention, please. You will notice on the South Aisle, we are joined by some of the support staff. This day did not just happen. In order to get ready for this day, an extraordinary amount of work has been put in by individuals that we rely on every day to do the job of state senator, and that we have relied on extraordinarily to get to this point so that we could begin our session today at 8:30, the first day of Oregon's first annual session. I want to thank, on behalf of the Oregon Senate, Ken Rocco and the legislative fiscal staff. They have done extraordinary work helping our co-chairs of the Ways and Means Committee, as well as the subcommittees that have worked tirelessly to bring us a budget, which just days ago was produced. As you know, we're all deliberating that now, but that is critical that we have that document. They have worked overtime day and night, and sometimes at a cost of their own personal health. Dexter Johnson and the attorneys, Legislative Council. Legislative Council met every single deadline. And as you know, we set deadlines on ourselves to file our legislative request. They had deadlines to make sure that we received those back in LC form. They have complied with all the deadlines. They themselves also have worked tirelessly day and night through weekends 24/7. Paul Warner and Legislative Revenue Office, they have been there, and their lives will get even more intense as we approach February 8th, as we get into our next economic forecast, which is very important to the session we're going to have and to our making the kind of adjustments in the budgets that we need to do. Rick Bacobian and Committee Services, I don't know what to say about them. They're going to be with us in seconds. We're about to all move into committees. They and their committee staffs, I think all the chairs and vice chairs and members of the committee understand that we literally could not function as a committee-structured Oregon legislature without the extraordinary work of the Committee Services under the direction of Rick Bacobian. Shansi Saban, excuse me, in Informational Services. I don't even understand Informational Services. That's a statement about me. But you all do, and you know how critically important it is that we have that technology and that kind of information. Information is the key to what we do in terms of communicating between ourselves, but most importantly, between ourselves and our fellow Oregonians. Randy Isaacs and faculty. Facility services, anything to do with our facilities, day and night, Scott Burgess and everyone else in legislative administration. Some of these individuals in the side aisle, I wish they would come forward and stand while I'm attempting to humbly thank you individually and collectively for all you've done to help us bring us to the day. You've already heard from Senator Jason Atkinson regarding the contribution of the Secretary of the Senate, Robert Taylor's role in his extraordinary staff, the Deputy Secretary, Cindy Johnston, Measure and Agenda Coordinator, Britton Taylor, Measure Liaison, Sue Ellen Scott, Reading Clerk, James Golding, the Receptionist, Glenda Neighbors, the Chamber Receptionist, Frankie Bell, the Sergeant of Arms, Lita Edwards, the Assistant Sergeant of Arms, Arms Chuck Bradish, and the pages, Suzanne Hubert and Jack Minton. Senator Ferrioli and his staff and his office have worked hard along to bring the reception to you that took place this morning, and Senator Ferrioli's staff, Jonathan Thompson, Matt Lawrence, Matt Friesen, Becky Starup, Michael Gay, and Samantha Reiterbusch. All those individuals worked hard to help us, facilitate us being here this morning. Of course, Senator Dianne Rosenbaum, the Senate Democratic office and her staff also worked hard. As you know, that function this morning was hosted by Senator Ferrioli and Senator Rosenbaum and myself and their staff. They worked hard to bring that about. Senator Rosenbaum's staff, Molly Woon, Katie Shriver, Greg Alderson, Carol Suzuki, Brian Worley, and Robert Unger. And now, my special thanks and to my own staff, the President's office, particularly to Debbie Miller and Heidi Argy, who worked very hard on these flower arrangements that now appear on the desk, as well as throughout the other parts of the Senate. Now that Margie, my wife, is retired, Debbie has been with me longer than anyone else on my staff, and for Heidi, this is her first session. Also, of course, we all are familiar with Philip Bentley and Dana Richardson and Ryan Mann, Robin Maxey, all in my office. I think you've all worked with them and your staffs have. Their biggest job and problem in life is to deal with me. I'm sad to say, and I just don't know. I am a difficult personality, I guess, as it turns out, that makes me feel very bad all the time. And they unfortunately have to deal with that personality, along with Margie, and one day maybe I'll get it right. It's also a very sad day for me. This is my first session in 100 sessions that I'm without my beloved Joe Pope. Joe Pope was the individual who had been in my office day and night, volunteer. We lost Joe in December. He left us, he was 93 years old. And I miss Joe. He was a dedicated volunteer, and he volunteered for the Red Cross for over 60 years. So Joe, wherever you are, Peter misses you, and I look at his desk, and his name tag is still there. Of course, each of you have staff that have worked hard to bring us to this day. Senator Atkinson, I'm glad he said what he said. We've attempted in this chamber to make you feel pride to be a state senator, the extraordinary things that have been done in the last months to speak to Oregon's history and to speak to the information age that we're now experiencing. This reader board outside, I haven't the slightest idea how to work it. Senator Bruce Starr should just be giddy over it. I can't wait till the students pour out of those buses and get to that board, because I think they don't even need to know. They just start touching these things and they light up. But it is an extraordinary feature. The whole sense of Oregon's history, which is all back here, that you've got to go and visit it. It's just extraordinary. So the final thing is, I'm not going to say much except that because Senator Ferrioli put it in perspective, along with Senator Rosenbaum, we were talking at the reception, and we talked about history, and I think Senator Ferrioli said it best. History is every day people who do end up being in history or being recorded in history, they're just doing things every day, and they don't think of it. I'm a historic figure. And that is very insightful. He's very right. So this is just another day in our lives. Day follows night. Night follows day. But just for a moment, if you would, let me be sentimental, and maybe you can be sentimental. There'll never be another day like this in Oregon. Of course, every day's like that. But what makes this special is there will never be another group of 30 legislators that ever again will serve in Oregon's first annual session. We are the only ones. We are, believe it or not, historic figures just by virtue of being here. I hope that brings a sense of pride to you. It does to me. But it also says that because we are here at this time in Oregon's history's first annual session, and because we're here, unlike the two exhibition, as I call it, sessions before, 08 and 10, We are here because the public, with an astounding vote, 68%, every county in Oregon said they wanted us here, and they put it in the Oregon Constitution. They have chosen the 30 of us and said, go for it. So please, if you would, feel good today, at least for a moment. Take a great sense of pride in being a state senator, and it's a great day to be an Oregonian, and it's time to get on with it. Are there further announcements? There are no further announcements. The Senate will be adjourned until tomorrow, which is Thursday, which is February 2nd at 11 a.m. in the morning. The Senate is now adjourned.